Okay, back and Catherine, are you ready with the prayer for protection?
Yes, I'm on point. Saint Germain's prayer of protection. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect moment. I hope you have settled yourself in a comfortable seated or lying down position in your sacred space filled with love. Now visualize yourself holding out your arms to your sides. This is the diameter of your pillar of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you insulated and protected from this moment forward. Visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, and the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen, in this eternal instant of now. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame outside your pillar of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. Reach out and grasp the flame, the sword for yourself. This brilliant blue, powerful sword of truth. Now bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Now raise it up and swing it around your head. And then down around your entire body and gently under your feet. Now feel how you have cleared yourself by cutting yourself free. Free. This includes any discordant entity which may have attached itself to you unknowingly. And now we lovingly release them into the golden white light of source. See how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you with the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth, Gaia. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens. It connects you to the great central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved, mighty I am Christ presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invisible. Invincible and invulnerable to all negative vibrations and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. I thank thee. This is done. It is complete. It is manifested in God's most holy name. I am that I am. And so it is.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing. As you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, rhythmically and gently, just focus now on relaxing and letting go. Focus on moving more and more just into the moment. as you center yourself in that moment. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light, holding it for a few seconds. And exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and see the alignment of all of your chakra centers. Notice there are 12 chakra centers, but 9 of them now have become activated or reactivated within each of you. The other 3 chakra centers are simply not activated yet, but will be so in the near future. Just focus now on those 9 chakra centers now, starting from the bottom up, just below your feet, the Earth Star Chakra, and moving all the way up to just above the top of your head to the Soul Star Chakra. And all of those chakra centers, again, in perfect alignment along your spinal cord and in with their respective colors and the brilliance or the intensity of those colors, the brightest, brightest colors for each of them. I'll go quickly through those colors just so it enables or helps your visualization process. So look at the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet and see that as a deep earth brown color. And the chakra at the base of the spine, the root chakra, red, and orange, and yellow in the solar plexus area, heart center, blue-green, just above the heart center, the high heart center, also that has become reactivated, magenta. Chakra at the throat area, sky blue. The third eye in the middle of the forehead, in purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the Soul Star Chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakras and their respective colors and the intensity of the color, raise the intensity of each of the colors to the highest intensity it can be, the highest frequency vibration you can reach within each of those chakras. And know that as you are raising the vibration within each chakra, you are raising the vibration within your entire etheric body, as well as your astral body and also your physical body. And whenever you raise the vibration of your astral and etheric body and also your physical body, you are also raising the frequency within the physical body, which also helps to move beyond any kinds of ailments of any kind, pains of any type. So you may notice whenever you do these experiences, raising your vibration such as this, you are also moving beyond, even if just temporarily, moving beyond the programming which has brought the pain into your body. And the pain alleviates, even again, for just this period of time. Know that if you continue to hold those higher vibrations, the pain would be completely gone, because you are working also with the programming here. Programming to release the program. Somebody needs to mute their phone, please. Now, as you are focusing on all of the chakra centers and the resulting higher vibration within your entire etheric body, feel your entire etheric body now glowing with white light. See all of the chakra centers coming together as one in the soul star chakra, and the brilliant white light shooting out in all directions, surrounding your physical body, your astral and etheric body. For your astral and etheric body at this point are still within the physical body. So see the white light shooting in all directions, just brilliant white light. And now move your conscious knowing self, you, the you that you are, into your soul star chakra, the soul star chakra that has become merged with all of the other chakra centers within your body, and now has become your light body. Your light body is all around your physical body now as the soul star chakra. And see yourself rising now within that soul star chakra as your light body, or your Merkaba light vehicle. And feel yourself rising higher and higher, leaving your physical body behind you, dropping down lower and lower as you move up into the sky, through the clouds, higher and higher, always to come to the higher perspective beyond the earth, beyond the third dimensional illusion. And as you rise up past the earth's atmosphere, you now leave that third dimensional illusion behind. Oh yes, you can look down at it and see the earth, see Gaia as she is right now within that third dimension. Illusion, or you can move beyond, you can take a higher perspective now, as we do from our ships, where we see down to the Gaia and see her in all of her splendid glory beyond the third dimensional expression, where she is now moving higher and higher into the fourth, fifth, and even beyond that dimensional experience or dimensional frequency vibration. And as you are looking down now, you are also aware of all of our ships that are out here, the planets in the solar system, the galaxy beyond, and the galaxies beyond that, and on and on and on. Wherever your thoughts can travel, so too can your third eye find that thought process as you move throughout the universe now, all the way to the central sun of the universe, the source, the galactic, or this universal source that is the origin of all of life here in this universe. And you know, as the vibrational light has been coming down for some time from the central sun of the universe, from the great central universal source, the light, the energy coming down in waves after waves after waves to the earth, through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this solar system, to the earth, wave after wave, bringing higher consciousness, higher vibrational frequency, raising the consciousness of people all across the planet. But not only people, but all of life here on the planet is rising into the higher vibrational frequencies, bringing higher consciousness across the board, across the entire planet. And all have been feeling this higher vibrational frequency, feeling this higher consciousness. Those of you that have been preparing and training and working toward this, you feel the energies, but these energies raise your consciousness, raise you up higher. To others that are still deeply asleep within their slumber, within their non-awakening experience, they feel these energies as well, but it does not raise them as it raises you. But now feel these energies that are coming down, that are moving down through from the central sun of this universe, again, through all of the galactic suns in the sun of this solar system, striking the Earth one right after another. And as they come to the Earth, though, they are also connecting with the crystalline grid around the Earth, the Christ consciousness grid, and thereby bringing the Christ consciousness, the vibration of the Christ consciousness, to the Earth, to this crystalline grid, and moving down to all of the energy points around the planet, connecting all of these energy points, the grid connecting with the ley lines, the meridians of the planet, just as the meridians within your body also connects with energy, energy flowing freely. See now the energy flowing freely from the crystalline grid to the meridians of the planet, through all of the ley lines in the planet, the energy points, all connecting together as one, light moving freely down to the surface of the planet. And as the light moves down to the surface of the planet, the light moves up from below the planet, inner Earth, upward, light meeting light, light compressing whatever darkness is there between the upper surface, the lower surface, and the surface of the planet, compressing, compressing, compressing the darkness, so that the darkness either turns to the light or it moves away from the light. For the darkness cannot be sustained within the light. And as this is occurring, see everything changing throughout the planet. Your financial system changing, your medical system changing, your energy system changing, everything moving through the changeover or the transition that is moving more and more people through the ascension process or into the ascension and through the ascension process. Wave after wave after wave, moving through the ascension. And all coming together as one. One together within the one. And the one together throughout the entire planet. Oneness, love, light, peace. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form, bringing your etheric and astral body back into your physical body. But as you come back into your physical form, feel the energy moving freely through your body, through your astral, etheric, and now your physical body as well, as you tuck yourself back in. And the energy flowing through all of the meridians of your body, releasing any energy blocks that are there, releasing the energy programs that are there as well, all of the memory programs, releasing them. And as you release the programming, you release the blockages within your energy system, within your body. So energy can flow freely. You are energy. You are made of energy. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and vibration. And I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time, in these times that continue to bring great change into your lives, into the lives of your loved ones, into the lives of your friends, your family, into all of those that are around you. Change is coming. Change is upon you. And all of you have been preparing for these changes. You've been preparing for lifetimes for these changes. But now you are right here in the midst of them, right here at the cusp of the greatest changes to come over this earth in your entire history. All that you have been working toward, training for, preparing for, is now right here in front of you. It is not far off where you are going to begin to see the major changes to your lives. But changes that you have been ready for, that you can know how to move through and withstand, whereas others who are not awakened such as you will have a much more difficult time in understanding what is happening, why it is happening. And that is where you will come in. You, those of you, the light warriors now, the ones that are not only carrying the light, but sharing and spreading the light everywhere, even in just your everyday moments throughout your life. You have been spreading this light without even knowing that you are doing it. But you are doing it because you are the light. You are the love. You are the truth. You are bringing the truth forward in every way imaginable at this point, from many different sources, through many different sources. The truth, the light, is shining through now, through the darkness. It can no longer be held back down within that darkness, as those of the forces of darkness have attempted to do for many thousands of years now, holding the truth in the darkness, holding you in the darkness, not allowing you to become aware of the truth, aware of who you are, what you are really here for. Holding you back, holding you within the programs, but no longer, for you are moving beyond the programs. You are moving out of the doldrums of the third dimensional illusion and recognizing that indeed it is just that, an illusion. And as you continue to go about your daily activities, realizing that it is indeed just an illusion, and you do not need to become ensconced within it, to be held within it any longer. And in your discussion earlier about consciousness and vibration, indeed, everything is consciousness and vibration. There is nothing else. Life was started with vibration, with light vibration. And vibration is what continues to keep the entire universe moving. Vibration and consciousness changing all of the time. That is why you cannot be told when these things are going to be happening, because it only happens based on changing consciousness and vibration. And in every single moment, there is a new vibrational change, which brings about a new consciousness change. And so much at this point, my friends, life is changing. It is adapting. It is evolving. And it is evolving because of you. You, those of you, again, the light warriors that are sharing and spreading the light everywhere. It is because of you that the dark forces are losing the battle now. Not only the battle, but the entire war. The war that they have started and you are finishing. Look at it in that respect, that it is a battle between light and dark, good and evil. And you have not, you are not only winning this war, you have already won it. It just needs to be remain to be seen as a victory, well fought. I am Sananda, and I leave you at this time in peace and love and oneness. And that you would continue to move throughout your daily activities, spreading the light both consciously and unconsciously throughout the planet. For this is the beginning of the great changeover.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And we do not know if Shoshana is with us. Is she with us or not today?
No.
Not today. Very good. Then
I don't know if she's going to pop up, so I'm standing by.
Good. Then if she wishes to pop up, we are ready for her and encourage her to do so. So we are no message here. We are ready for questions. If there is, you can now unmute your phones and ask your questions if you have them. Would there be any questions here?
Hello, I have a question.
Yes.
My day, I'm not sure this is a good one, but say in the med beds, if somebody goes in for healing of a foot and they have, for example, they have a plate in their foot, how does that work? Does that get removed or dissolved?
It is exactly that, yes. It will become dissolved and replaced by whatever is in the DNA memory process here, which mm-hmm. holds a picture, you might say, a blueprint of the DNA within the body at the perfect state of when it began in the body, you see? So yes, everything will be alleviated. Everything can be alleviated, can be healed. Limbs can be regrown, as you have heard. And even your teeth, if they have been replaced or received some sort of change to them, that will all be reversed and your full set of teeth will be there for you, et cetera, on every part of body. This is higher level technology here that the earth, those here in the earth, did not come up with. This came from those of your brothers and sisters from the skies here. And it has been held back up to a point, but it is in the process of being released across the planet here when the moment arises to begin to release these things. It is coming. Would there be other questions here?
Thank you.
I have a question.
You did not ask Shoshana if she had anything to add here. Not so much. Okay.
She's not here.
Very good.
I have a question.
We were
talking during our discussion about what's happening in California right now. First last year with the big fires, and now there's massive rain and flooding. And I'm curious to know, is this a combination of the White Hats cleaning the state, or was this also a directed weapon weather modification by the bad guys, but will be ultimately used by the good guys? Can you shed some light on this, please?
We cannot tell you directly whether it is one or the other, but we can tell you that it is a combination of what is occurring here. Those things that the dark side attempts to do, the white hats or the light side works against here. They know what is going to happen before it happens, and they are ready to work against those forces of the darkness here. That is what is happening here. There is so much that has been controlled, we will say here, by the dark side, by the cabal, all of this there in that state that you are speaking of. And the forces of light here, the Alliance, all of that know about this and are doing everything that they can to overcome those portions or those plans of the dark side here. It is happening, and it is going to continue to happen, and everything that is happening, remember, is happening for a reason. It is all part of the plan, the greater plan. Even if it may not appear so as it is occurring, it is all part of the greater plan of the forces of light winning here. Okay?
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good. Can you tell us who is a part of the forces of light? Is it humans? Is it aliens? Is it a mixture of both? And,
all of the above and much more beyond that. You have no idea of the forces of light that are involved here. It is beyond human, and it is beyond simply galactic and agarthic. It is beyond that. There are much in the way of forces that are working for the light here. Even the creator, him, her, itself, is a part
of
this.
We wish to share here. We wish to share.
Yes, please do.
Dear brother, may we share?
Hi, Shoshana. Thanks for joining. And yes.
Yes. Your vibration always calls us, dear brother.
Wow.
We will say, dear brother, that you are a force of light. That is why you have named yourselves light workers, light sharers, light bearers, because you are a force of light. And when you think that that is something outside yourself, even though there are many that share the light, that shine the light, that use the light, you are one of them. Think of yourself as part of the forces of light. Namaste.
Yes, very good. You have also been called the boots on the ground. That is all part of it, part of the alliance, working together. Would there be any other questions here?
Yeah, this is Lorelei. Hello, dear ones. So I was wondering if you might shed a little light. Maybe a month or month and a half ago, I don't know exactly what it was, Trump was going to come forward with this enormous announcement, and everybody was waiting with bated breath, and it seemed to turn out to be something about trading cards, online kind of virtual trading cards. I mean, he also said a little more about running for president, but what I'm wondering, and many people have hypothesized, and some people even hypothesized that he was taken over by the dark or whatever, but what I'm wondering is, was there something that took him off track of an announcement that was supposed to happen and then he had to go a different way? Or what was the situation about this trading card business?
Simply misdirection. That is all. Misdirection. Moving one's attention from one area to another.
Okay.
Making them think something that was not.
Oh, okay, very good. Like, so for the cabal or something.
Yes. Think of it as a magician using magic. Not the magic of the olden times, but the magic that they use today, what they call magic, which is really not. More sleight of hand. But they use misdirection to do that sleight of hand, you see?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes. Shoshana, does Shoshana have anything to add here?
We wish to share. May we share?
Yes, please.
We did not hear one who serves answer. The technology here is sketchy. So we will give our perspective, if we may. As we understand it, this one, Trump, does things to confuse the dark side. So he created this idea of commerce and buying something of his to confuse the dark side. We would suggest that, and it did. But we would suggest that if you really wish to know what the message was, to re-listen to his speech. It was deep. It was about freedom. It was about freedom of speech. It was about the foundation by which your country was founded. So he just diverted the attention of the dark side. Namaste.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, as we said, misdirection. Very good.
Yes.
And we are ready. Are there any other questions here before we release John?
Hey, greetings. Moses here.
Yeah.
I was hearing to some interesting intel that described that things have been, you know, slowed down due to a threat that supposedly the dark side had a weapon that could literally exterminate the entire planet in about a week, and that they threatened to use, and that God actually personally came and took care of removing this technology from the planet. I wanted to inquire if you were allowed to tell us about this incident and how it's going to improve the events of this year. Thank you.
All we can tell you about this is that, again, everything is exactly as it needs to be. It is all part of the greater plan. So do not focus on those things of terrible destruction and all of these things, because it cannot happen. As you have heard, those of your nuclear weapons cannot be detonated, will not be allowed to be detonated. And so too it goes for this type of weapon that you are speaking of, which is more in the astral realm here. So it is not something to focus on at this point, because it is not something that is really of any concern here to those here on the earth. It is more of a process of beyond the, more of a metaphysical level here rather than physical level. Okay? That is all we can say on this now. Do not focus on this.
We wish to share.
Yes, please do.
May we share, dear brother?
Yes, thank you, sister.
Dear brother, your planet has many that watch over it. Your planet is a planet that must survive within the structure of the universe. And because of that, all things that would destroy your planet have been locked down, so to speak. So when one who serves said that the nuclear bombs will never go off, they have been shut off. They cannot produce any nuclear charge. They have been shut down. And this is all purposeful, you see. What you must have in mind here is that there are many weapons available to destroy your planet, but they are not being allowed to be used because of the impact on the galaxy, the impact on the other planets. It is as if you would shoot your foot off, would you be able to walk anymore? So, or you would have difficulty walking. So it's the same thing within the galaxy. If we destroy the Earth, then the galaxy suffers. It is much greater than just a weapon. It is the survival and the continuity of the entire galaxy and beyond. We hope this helps. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here that the forces of darkness have been stopped many, many times from destruction of this planet. Many times by those of the Alliance, as we have been speaking of. Would
Thank
there
you,
be
Larry.
Any other questions here before we release channel? We take one more if there is, otherwise we release now. No more questions? Then very good. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We wish to apologize for our absence. We could not control the environment that this one finds herself in, and it is very difficult for us to transmit our thoughts within an environment such as this. But we apologize, and we look forward to being back in the seat across from the one who serves that provides us with the great strength and energy to allow our thoughts to come through. Namaste.
Very good. And then we just simply close here with continue to shine your light everywhere and every opportunity that you have. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. All righty. How's everybody doing?
Very good.
I miss being there.
Yeah, miss having you here too.
What's that?
Miss having you here too.
Yeah.
You'll be back tomorrow. Okay. Anybody have
to say? Yeah, somebody was trying to say something.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, does anybody want to have anything they want to share or
comment on before we close out the call. Nothing?
Maybe it's all been said.
Yeah, well, it's probably true.
What a great call.
There's a great comment right there.
Yep, yep.
That was a good call.
Good.
This is Robin, and I just want to share with everyone how much I've enjoyed today's conversations and all the sharings and all of our vibrations coming together.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you.
Oh, I just wanted to say, yes, it was a delightful, delightful call today. Unfortunately, my guest had an issue come up, so she had to leave. So I will invite her again to be with us in the future. So just so you know. But it was a marvelous call. It's just a great conversation. I appreciated everybody's input. I think that Carol is, so I think it was Carol who said that we have just elevated ourselves. The conversation is so much elevated than what it used to be. So, yes, we are definitely moving up on the path.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of us that we didn't get into any 3D conversations. I'm so proud of us on that, that we just left that out.
There's a time and a place for that. So this wasn't the time and place this time. Okay. Any other comments sharing before we close out? No? Okay. Then Catherine, before I forget, Joanna, after the call, would you give me a call? I have something I want to tell you.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Catherine, are you ready to close us out? Or not? Catherine, are you there? No? Okay. Well, then we'll just close out with...
Well, do you have it? The thing that we say, what's it called?
Well, I can go get it. I just have to go get it. I can do that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I think we should close out that way.
Okay. For those of you that don't know, this is the Great Invocation, and it was given back in the 40s, I believe, at the Wesak Festival in Tibet, where the Buddha and the Christ showed to the people that were gathered there, and they gave an invocation of the times, at least now we understand that what they were speaking of back then was preparing for what's going on now. So as you listen to this, think about that, how this is pertaining to exactly what's happening here now in Europe. Okay, so the Great Invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let the purpose guide the little wills of men. That purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out. And may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let life and love and power restore the plan on earth. That is exactly what's going on now. Light descending to earth, Christ consciousness coming back into the earth, the second coming, plan and love and light work out. I mean, it's all what's happening here. They were talking about that back then, preparing back then for what's going on now. Okay. Anybody want to comment on that before we close out?
Well, James, this is Catherine. That was what I was going to use for the closing prayer today, but I'll come up with something else.
Oh, interesting how that worked out then. Perfect. Okay. So with that, everybody have a great week, and
Love you all, and we thank you for joining us. It's wonderful. Thank you, and we love you.
Right, and keep raising your vibrations. Keep them high as much as you possibly can in every moment that you can. And with that, take care. Love you all, and have a great week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
And thank you for the great call.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Thank you so much.
It's 11:11 right now.
There you go.
Blessings to all of you.